Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Welcome to American News Nation on this Monday night. I tell you what, it's a balmy 78 degrees up here. It's actually kind of cool up here in New Mexico. A lot of things going on, and we'll get to the topics here a little bit. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother? And let me get you off the mute. There we are. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good tonight. How about you, brother?
Oh, actually surviving. So I've been watching everything slowly come to an end, and some things coming out, and some things going, I don't know. It's just been crazy. But yeah. I know we're starting to pin some things on Trump with Russia's, I guess, hitmen hiring Iran to kill the U.S. troops out there and everything, and they're trying to pin that on him. And
actually, he was never briefed on that. That was never made it to the president in his briefing. That was called
uncollaborable.
Whatever it is, man. I'm all tongue-tied this evening, man. Y'all gonna have to forgive me, but that is what really got me. What I really found interesting the last couple of days was General Flynn coming out and saying that 2% of the country is trying to force the other 98 into submission, and it's going to happen if we don't stand up and fight. So I think General Flynn just gave us the green light.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
What do you think?
I'm thinking that, too. There's also some chitter-chatter that's been going on, too, that I've been hearing. I don't know if you've heard this. But, you know, they're saying that Obama's going to be arrested on treason charges and stuff. But also, they're still saying that JFK Jr. is alive and everything. So, with Flynn and other things going on, bro, I'm thinking shit's going to get real. What do you say?
Well, you know, like I said, there's absolutely so much going on. I mean, you see videos everywhere of
mm-hmm.
these people attacking
mm-hmm.
conservatives. Crime
mm-hmm.
rates are absolutely skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota will soon be, Minneapolis will soon be under Sharia law. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that Obama and Clinton put 70,000 Muslim refugees
mm-hmm.
in Minneapolis, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think we
mm-hmm.
got Ilhan Omar, all right?
Exactly, exactly.
Minneapolis
and here's the
just
thing.
Just taking
Trump
the
action. Did I send you the tweet that Trump sent out about Omar? Did I send you that?
I don't know, but what I was trying to say is...
Go ahead, and I'll explain here in a little bit.
Okay, what I was trying to say is Minneapolis has voted to completely defund their police force, and it will be controlled by... it'll be community patrols and Sharia patrols.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm hearing, and Tessa is going to be getting involved in the patrols as well. My thing is, and Tessa is not considered a terrorist organization. What the fuck? You know?
Well, let's be real here for a second, all right? Antifa is not funded the way BLM is, okay? BLM
mm-hmm.
has become, as they use the, I don't know, let's just use regular lawless stuff, is a front for
uh-huh.
the socialist revolution that is going on in our country, all right? They are well-funded.
Mm-hmm.
They're funded domestically. They're funded internationally. You have money from China, Iran, and I would not be surprised if you had money from Russia coming in. Now, as far
mm-hmm.
as Russia supposedly putting bounties on U.S. troops and that kind of stuff, that is something that would be next to impossible to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't go in there and go, well, we think, and we just do what we're going to do to you, all right? Are you talking
well,
about
plus that?
Now, it's
spoke
very,
out
very
before.
Possible that through their mm-hmm. proxy, Iran, that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But that,
mm-hmm.
that will fall back in Iran and not Russia, okay? And as far
exactly.
as coming back to this Russia hoax, how absolutely stupid can these people be? I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, come on, man. Uranium one.
Whatever it is, 20%
of our uranium was sold to Russia by
mm-hmm.
Obama, Clinton, and guess who was head of the FBI that signed off on it all? Robert Mueller. You got the same
mm-hmm.
players. But anyway, go ahead.
And I'm glad you brought that up. And if you remember, this is what Lavoy Finnegan was killed over. There's articles coming out now, the investigation coming out, which proved everything that we did back then when we did our investigation. This is what they're saying Lavoy was killed for. Because that ore came off his ranch.
Right? Exactly,
you know.
Man, exactly. But what were you going to say President Trump tweeted? What about Omar?
Well, Trump tweeted that he goes, when I deport Omar back to where she came from, she goes, then we can turn around and say some people did some things. You know? So what she's saying, well, he's probably fixing to deport her ass back where she came from. But also, I don't know if you heard, too, they put a bounty on, Iran put a bounty on Trump.
Well, I don't know about a bounty. I know that they are trying to push the UN to bring in charges against our president for killing that terrorist leader.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. Salami,
yeah.
Tucker, or whatever it was.
Right. And Russell just texted and said he's having phone issues, the service issues where he's at, so, and everything, so he's not going to be able to call in. So, but happy birthday, Virgil, for listening, by the way, for today's Virgil's birthday. But, yeah, I mean, all this is coming up before his election. They're trying to get him out. They're trying to get him out one way or the other. And Pelosi spoke before we got on the air or on the news, saying, well, Russia has some evidence to get them about some money and stuff. How did she know that?
Oh, she does it, man. They said they've been trying. We've got evidence on this shit forever, man. This is nothing more than a big ass freaking Democrat lie and hoax. But
mm-hmm.
I think what everybody really needs to be aware of, brother, and this is very important to remember and stuff. And conduct yourselves as so, because let me tell you, all right, this election isn't won by anybody's imagination. This landslide isn't going to happen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, they are doing a full frontal assault against the American people. I mean, and if you don't believe that, I mean, at they've got everybody involved. They must have something on Fox News, because Fox News has gone so far left with these I had to check myself there. I was fixing to use some really bad
language. I've been watching,
but
we're R rated, Russell. We're good to use any language we want to.
Yeah, but let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have never seen this kind of push before. Jerry Nadler has come out and said that Antifa doesn't exist. Pelosi's walking around supporting these people as freedom fighters. Everybody is bucking the Republican Party. The fucking Senate is buckling to these people. I mean, kneeling.
Yep.
And let me tell you something else, listeners out there and stuff. You better wake the fuck up, because guess what? It wasn't but a year and a half ago, all right, that we had the presidency. We had the Senate. We had the House. And what did we get out of it? Nothing.
Here's a bad thing.
Because you know why? There isn't two parties. And you know why?
Exactly.
The Senate isn't fighting and clawing alongside our president? Because their handlers and their owners are telling them to sit tight. You know why these people aren't being arrested? Because when they start talking, the whole fucking system is coming down. That is the kind of evil we're fighting here. And we've reached a point of no return. They're going to continue their violence. They're going to continue their attacks. Shots have already been fired. This war is on, and it was only going to escalate. And I will tell you right now, I think Joseph called it. He said he didn't think there was going to be an election. I think there's going to be an election, but I think regardless of what happens, all hell is going to break loose. Unless they are so convinced that they cannot steal this election that they do something excruciatingly stupid before that, okay? And
it's coming, because right now they're throwing everything in a wall at one time at it. I mean, we're seeing it. It's all been thrown at us at one time.
Tell me this isn't a deep state plan. Why would Obama and Clinton give millions of dollars to the Wuhan Virology Center to produce the corona? All right. I mean, I'm telling you people, this is the absolutely biggest black psyop ever run in the history of mankind, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Yeah. And we got Carmelita with us. Hey, what's up, girlfriend?
Hey. Hey, Russell, I pulled one of your deals. I pulled one of your deals with the mask thing. Yeah, I went into this Pot Belly because I was hungry. I wanted a sandwich, right? I just walked right on in. Girl behind the counter, she's like, "You got a mask?" I said, "Do you have $75,000?" She said, "Excuse me?" I said, "Well, if you're going to try to make me wear a mask, which I'm not going to wear a mask, taking into consideration I do have some medical issues," I said, "which I do not have to disclose to you because that would be a HIPAA violation and a privacy violation." I said, "But if you force me to wear the mask, you're going to pay $75,000 in fine after I file my lawsuit with ADA. She goes, "What kind of sandwich would you like, ma'am?"
Well, hey, I experimented last night, and I started learning how to make, because I saw Carbon Leader, so I'm going to start making masks because money's in the masks we're making right now. They're very easy to make. You know, if you just do a pattern, cut it out, and there you are. I YouTubed it and stuff. That's why I asked you if you got that design yet. You know.
I'm not wearing a mask, guys.
I'm not wearing a mask, but I'm going to sell them because right now, that's the business.
Shit, I'm going to go into Walmart tomorrow with a thong on my face. Watch me.
Well, hey,
I swear to God.
Right.
Well, you know, the funny part of it is here in Texas, thanks to that piece of shit governor we have and the liberal cesspools of Harris and Fort Bend County, you have to wear a mask everywhere now. Except, guess what? The one place I love to make fun of and kick around, Walmart.
Yep.
So, as much as I make fun of them, as much as I try to avoid that place, I am actually going there now because I don't have to put on a fucking mask. So if that makes me a hypocrite, I am therefore now a hypocrite.
Yeah, but Russell, Texas, the CEO of Houston, the Houston hospital said that they are lying about the numbers. They're lying about that.
Well, this happened right after the Trump rally in Tulsa. This all came up after the Trump rally in Tulsa. I was waiting for it to happen. Everybody was.
Yeah, my daughter got her test results back. They called her yesterday. It's negative. Mm-hmm. They made her. They literally made her take that test when she was in the ER. And they were trying to push that, because I told you about that, William. They tried to push IV antibiotics on her that she was allergic to. It was in her chart, and they kept trying to push it on her and push it.
Well, they're saying that Texas hospitals are near capacity. Well, that may be true, and I don't know why, but I'll tell you what the real number is. Out of that, 90 number that they spewed out there and stuff like that, only 26% are COVID cases, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you how they report COVID. Every time they test you, if you test positive and they test you, you know, 2 weeks later or whatever it is, whatever the normal procedure is they do, every time you test positive, they count that as a new case. All right?
Yep. And then again, so $3,000 for it.
Yeah. And then,
how many deaths do you think are going to be this weekend? How many deaths do you think is going to happen in Chicago this weekend? I'll tell you what, it's going to be an explosive war this weekend. Explosive war, I'm telling you now.
They're not blaming the protesters out there. They're blaming the Trump supporters.
We can blame whoever the fuck they want. I'm telling you right now, it's coming to a head. Baltimore's going to see a lot of deaths. Chicago's going to see a lot of deaths.
Hey, Carmelita, there is no getting away from this low intensity conflict turning into a full blown domestic conflict. I mean, look at it. Shots have been fired. The socialist revolutionaries are becoming more emboldened because nothing's happened to them. The police are being told to stand down. The police are quitting and leaving, which I don't blame them. And shots have been fired on both sides. I mean, we are in the very beginning of a full-scale domestic conflict.
And by the way, congratulations to Seattle police. He finally traced out Chops and Chaz. They're all homeless and crying because they're cold and hungry. No place to go now.
No, you know what? They need to do that everywhere because things are out of hand, I'll tell you right now. And now they're trying to...
Did you see the report today, Russell, where they were doing a live where these Democrats were defending these rioters and stuff? Oh, these are peaceful protesters. They were shot at. They were tear gassed wrongfully, this and that. And
what I really like the story that came out. Oh, well, we have white supremacists in there amongst them, and that they're painting all the swastikas and this or that, and one thing or another. Mm-hmm. Well, they busted the black dude that was doing it, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know.
That's all out.
Yeah.
But it's like, and here's the thing. I got banned on Facebook again because, as you, some of you know, I got death threats from Antifa on Twitter. Well, I actually got their account shut down for the death threat. But I got on Facebook and I was watching Breitbart feed with the Seattle where they're taking down a bunch of little liberals on the feed were making death threats towards me and all that. I go, well, you know what? All it is nothing but 80% white trailer trash. And I got banned for 30 days.
I got 30 days for that. Holy shit. All I said was this girl, it was some white girl that had a tattoo on her that said, "Trump's not my fucking president." And I said, "Of course he's not, because you're too busy spending that welfare check and child support check on alcohol, booze, and tattoos. Move along, white trash, move along." They said 30 days. I was like, motherfucker, I didn't even get a chance to call her a bitch.
I mean,
I could have seen if I called her a bitch or something. I didn't even call her a foul name. Hell.
They told me white trash was hate crime, was hate this and that. But
that's
not
a hate crime.
Years.
I get called a spick. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
And they don't even know I'm Puerto Rican. We're not spicks. We're not even wetbacks. Like, you know,
right.
I tell my people all the time. And it's like, you guys put me in jail. Now I'm in jail on both accounts. And I was like, I don't care. Fuck y'all. I went to a different site.
You should have seen the death threats I got on Twitter a couple of days ago. That was hilarious. It was
oh, my God. What'd you do?
Black Lives Matter ain't nothing but a bunch of white trailer trash in there and everything. And this girl goes, I'm going to report you for being racist. And she was trying to figure out who I was and put my information after and everything. I go, okay. I go, you be having a visit here pretty soon. Bye-bye.
They like to dox you. They do. They like to dox you, man. Good luck doxing me. I put my shit out there.
I had a black girl who defended me on there. She was like, she even said the same thing. She's like, you know, you're not racist because most of the Black Lives Matter is made up of 80% of whites anyway. So you're not,
they
you're
are.
Not racist. But, well, I go, I'm not white. I go, I'm a half breed. Not laughing. You know, but you know, shit happens. I don't know. This is getting out of control now. I mean, they're attacking our president. Right and left, you know, but I still think they're going to try to arrest Obama for treason. Is the reason why they're doing this?
Oh, they got so much shit on Obama. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Though the evidence is it's compelling, man. It is compelling.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
And I think that's why they're personally, you know, doing these Russia things again with the bounty and stuff. But Dean
that was already proven to be non. They already investigated that. Remember?
There's a new one came up now that Russia put a bounty on our U.S. troops through the Iran.
Yeah, but they already did squash that. That shit was squashed today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're still going.
Because that was never corroborated that happened, and therefore it never made it to the president's desk. So that's done. That ain't even worth talking about. That's just another bullshit lie, Democrat.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I'll tell you what. I think it's coming to a head. It's actually coming to. I mean, we're already in war. We are. We are in the We're in a revolution phase, and it's just going to get worse. And honestly, they're going to do everything they can. They try to stop this election. And it's like this. I'll tell you what. If Trump wins, there's going to be a war. If Trump doesn't win, there's going to be a war. It's a deterrent situation. It has to happen in order for us to get back to law and order and get our country back.
Well, I got this earlier, and I want you guys to ask. I need your help on this one, but I got this earlier from a friend who said that Trump is going to call whatever this is, Nesara and Jessara, and he's going to step down for 120 days while he's whatever that is that he's doing. Can you tell me what Nesara and Jessara is, what that means?
Okay, wait a minute. He's going to be doing what for 120 days?
He's going to call for Nesara and Jessara. It's some kind of order or something, and he's going to step down for 120 days, and JFK Jr. step up and become president.
What is Nasra?
JFK Jr. I'm going to step up and become fucking president. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Hey, who knows, brother? Who knows?
No.
This is the stuff that's going around right now.
Are you talking about
the
Nesara Act? You're talking about the Nesara Act. The Nesara Act is the National Economic Security and Reformation Act by Obama. It implements.
They're saying that Trump's going to call this on the 3rd of July.
The Nesara Act. Basically, what that does is zeroes out all credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt. The person who did that, okay, because you have the National Economy Security Strategy Act of 2018, but you got to remember the National Economic Security and Reformation Act was when Obama, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it zeroes out all credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt, abolishes the income tax, creates a 14% flat rate, non-essential new items, only sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine will not be taxed, nor will used items such as old homes. It increases benefits to senior citizens, returns constitutional law to all courts, monitors elections, and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. It creates a new U.S. Treasury currency backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Well, this,
and
And the Jessara Act was the G-E-S-A-R-A. What's that?
The Jessara Act? G-E-N?
G-E-R-S-A-R-A.
Okay, the Jessara Act. All right. So you look at it's called the Jessara Act. It's a G-E-R-S-A. Okay, you got the Nesara Act, but then you have – well, that's actually what is happening right now. I'm sure you're aware of that, okay? The Jessara and the Nesara Act is actually happening right now. Basically what it is, okay, is they're going to defer, all right? Well, I mean, even Trump has already talked about this March 17th, if I'm not mistaken. So let's see here. I'm going to bring up what I can tell you. All right. Okay.
Yeah, they're saying
if you want to know more about it, it's the reset the gold standard, okay? The banking cabal, all of it. Yes, it's the reset the gold standard. So basically, this is the, it's called NESARA /GESARA. It says this virus may be the best cover story in history that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if he's going to sit down 120 days and go over all this, actually, it is taking place right now. Everything is happening for a reason, and it may be that he is actually working behind the scenes to have all this stuff reset.
Okay, yeah, because word is he's going to call this on July the 3rd.
Yeah, that's why everybody's telling me that all hell is going to be breaking loose on July 4th, everyone I've spoken to thus far. Because, see, I have surgery coming up. I have to go back into the hospital. I got to have surgery coming up. And this is the weirdest thing ever. All right, you know my husband's active, okay? Well, they have not, they won't give him any answers. They will not let him get a pass. They won't, they've been, like, dragging him along. He's trying to get leave so he can be there for me, okay? Because I don't know if you guys know, but my house sold. My house did sell. So I have to settle July 10th. And then my orthopedic surgeon says he's got to go in the third time on this left leg. So I don't have anybody to help. So he's been trying. And nobody has ever seen the military ever come to a standstill like this. And I mean total standstill, guys. And it's no shit.
That's why
people are being called into work, ETT. Exception to policy. If you are only needed for a few hours and then you're sent home. You're brought in, somebody else is brought in, you're there for a few hours, then you're sent back home. Never. And I've served the military a long time. Have I ever seen the military just on halt?
Maybe he's fixing to clean house too. So who knows? Well, me and Hurricane and Russell, correct me if you deeply agree with this. We were talking the other night, and she tells with Oprah Winfrey that it'd be possibly a pick for like VP, but I don't know. I disagree with that. But she canceled her show. Ellen DeGeneres canceled her show, and as you know, Kimmel canceled his show. All three were ankle monitors. So what the hell is going on? Why are they all canceling their shows?
Well, you know, that's an odd question. It's kind of odd event because, you know, the liberals have never called them out on anything. Oprah Winfrey is extremely racist. So I really don't know. I really don't have anything on that. But I do agree that I've been saying this everywhere that the low intensity conflict has escalated to a full domestic conflict now, and it's going to be bloody.
Chief Justice Roberts was holding the Nasser packages illegally in the vaults of the U.S. Supreme Court. Roberts, along with Bush Jr., were up to their eyeballs in blocking Nasser. Also, Trump got back all the gold that they had siphoned out of Fort Knox in the Middle East areas. The sanction of the Pentagon blown up. Of the Pentagon blown up on 9/11, and I was in that section, guys, because I had to be at the Pentagon during then for some training with the colonels up there. And I was in that section. It says right here, the section of the Pentagon blown up on 9/11 held all the financial investigation records that showed the missing $9 trillion. The records in the investigators were blown up. Oklahoma Murray Building bombing held... But the Oklahoma Murray Building bombing held all the records of the Clinton Whitewater investigation. Building 7 on 9/11 held all the records and evidence of the Iran-Contra investigation, the Kennedy assassination investigation, the Watergate investigation. Think about that, guys. All that shit. That's a lot of evidence gone.
Well, I remember that day on 9/11 because I had a friend of mine. She worked in the Pentagon as well. And when she called me, she was making sure, you know, that she let me know she was all right. But she said it sounded like explosions inside the Pentagon that was going off.
Exactly.
So
that's what
I was
told, too. Well, they're saying Roberts is corrupt. He's been blackmailed by the deep state.
No, I don't think he's been blackmailed. I'm not saying that's not a possibility. He could be because, from what I understand, his name showed up on the Lolita Express stuff. I cannot confirm that, but what is undoubtedly true is the fact that John Roberts was a Bush, the globalist Bush crime family sleeper mm-hmm. pick put mm-hmm. in there. Roberts is a globalist. He's done nothing but vote with the left. He's shown his true colors. Mm-hmm. We do not have the Supreme Court. The deep state,
no, we do not. It says Obama and everyone that worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
So Russell's right. We don't have the Supreme Court, especially the Supreme Court. It says right here that especially Obama and everyone that worked with him were all in on destroying our country, especially the Supreme mm-hmm. Court justices. They hate our freedom and mm-hmm. liberty, and they have hijacked our Constitution and lied to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And they've been waiting years for Nasrallah to be announced. So that is, if he announces that, trust me. It says here, Justice Roberts is compromised. He is being blackmailed by the CIA because Jesus, I'm trying to keep up with all this shit. Just pay attention to the Nasrallah. If you're saying you heard that, William, that the Nasrallah mm-hmm. and Genshua is coming up, and there's a lot of shit coming down the pike. It's going to get bad. And it's going to get bad even quicker than what it's getting
Pay attention pay attention on July 3rd because that's when the president's supposed to announce it. That's the word. What the hell is the master?
That doesn't make any sense. Why would he announce that on July the 3rd?
Don't know.
Because Independence Day is on July 4th.
Listen to me. There's not going to be anybody anywhere to hear what's going on. Everybody's mm-hmm. going to be gone to their 4th of July parties, beaches,
with
whatever.
Their mask on?
No, they ain't gonna have no fucking mask on. I guarantee you that.
Well, here's my thought on that.
I don't see him announcing something like that on a friggin'
This came from a very reliable source, and everything. So, but. It's hard to say. I mean, with all this wiki wacky stuff going on, but you know. But you know, I was going to say, if you guys want to ban masks, you know how to ban them real fast? Have everybody out there wear make America great mask. Make it red mask, and they'll ban masks.
I'm not
going to make
a mask, I'm not going to wear a mask. Fucking mask.
I'm not wearing no fucking mask. Right. If I'm going to die, let me die because I don't give a shit. I ain't going to be wearing no mask. They can kiss my ass. I made that loud and clear. And ADA did say, I'm telling you right now, the ADA did say they will represent those who are forced to wear a mask that have underlying health issues. Because this is what you guys need to do. This is, and I'm going to prove the point to you because what I'll do when I get out of Facebook jail, that'll be about 60 fucking days. But I'll do it on parlay. Basically, if you take and do your sats, okay? Do your sats. Mm-hmm. Put your finger in your saturation mechanism. Just go and buy one if you can. Put your finger in there. It's going to give you all your saturation, okay? Normal saturation should be around 97 or higher. And I want you to do mm-hmm. it without your mask, okay? And I want you to keep it on mm-hmm. your finger, and then I want you to put your mask back on your face. And watch how quickly mm-hmm. your sats drop. Once your sats, you got to remember, when your brain is deprived of the proper oxygen, brain cells mm-hmm. slowly die. And it is
that's a fact because I had a friend of mine, my next door neighbor, who's actually blind, okay, went in the other day for surgery because he has a glass eye and one eye. He went for surgery, and they made him wear a mask just before surgery. All his oxygen levels dropped, and they had a hard time. and everything. They still did the surgery, but they had complications with the surgery, you know, and everything. That's a true fact. That it does cut your oxygen level way down, you know. So.
Yeah, it'll take, once your oxygen goes down, you'll become lightheaded and everything, and almost to the point where you're going to pass out. And that's why I'm saying those masks are playing a big part in getting people sick. Also, when you're breathing in oxygen, you're exhaling carbon dioxide, okay? So the problem is when you exhale into the mask, you're exhaling germs as well. You're not getting a full breath, and you're not inhaling a full breath. You're not exhaling the full carbon dioxide. Therefore, all those germs within that mask are going back into your lungs, so you end up with an upper respiratory infection to begin with that will get worse over time.
Exactly.
And by the way, NASRA, let me bring this up real quick. NASRA mentions the Great Awakening in QAnon, okay? Basically, you can find a link at Blissful Vision's website. But the Great Awakening is a phrase used by followers of Q. In the real world, NESRA stood for National Economic Security and Recovery Act. It's a set of monetary reforms and tax law restructuring written by engineer and teacher Harvey Francis Bernard in the 1980s and printed in his book Draining the Swamp. NESRA, now keep this in mind. This is where you're going to get pissed. NASRA, in parentheses, World Trust / New World Teacher, parentheses, Trust - New Group of World Servers / Gates, parentheses, World Health Organization, parentheses, Goodwill Ambassadors, / Gates, parentheses. Now you think about that for a moment. NASRA is linked to Omega Trust. Benjamin Fulford used to talk about that in the White Hats. It's linked to Omega Trust. Benjamin Fulford used to talk about that in the White Hats. QAnon talks about the White Hats. If they arrest everyone and then put us on a digital gold-backed digital currency, you will know that the NASRA plan is their blueprint for a false messiah. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Okay. Yep.
It's like a double bluff.
Yeah.
What do you think, Russell? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And anything that wants to eliminate cash, you have to be very, 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 very leery of, okay? Because that's the one thing that the powers that be cannot track, okay? This is why they've been working. I mean, this whole thing about when the ATM first came out, one thing or another, none of that was about convenience. That was about starting to bring people into using cards, digital currency, so to speak, right? Then it was a debit card, and then this, and one thing or another. So we've been slowly trained and set up for this. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. And
think about it. Our information's on all our cards, the smart card. Remember the smart chip? We've been doing that in the military. Remember that, Russell? And now we got the smart chip on all our bank cards. All our information is on those cards.
I got one on mine.
Let's not forget what our Republican held Senate just did. They authorized the FBI, DHS, CIA, NSA, DIA, the whole fucking lot of them, to now go root through your browsing history without a warrant. That's what great Republican Senate did.
Yep, I saw that. I seen that not so long ago,
They're going to go through people's fucking history on their
browsers.
Whatever. All you got to do is delete your fucking cookies, put a firewall up, and good fucking luck, because that's a lot of people they're going to have to go after. A hell of a lot. Good luck to them, them fucking idiots.
That's my whole
My point is, This is what y'all's Republicans did, all right? Everybody, yep. And I get so fucking sick of hearing everybody, Democrat. Well, let me tell you, the fucking Republicans are just as fucking dirty.
Yep.
They walk hand in hand with the Democrats that sold us out over the last 40 years. And if you think that fucking, winning the House back is going to make the world a difference, ladies and gentlemen. I said this earlier in the show, and I'll repeat it from now until the day I draw the last breath. A year and a half ago, up to the 2018 midterm election, we had the presidency, we had the Senate, and we had the House. And what did we get? Zero, zilch, not a fucking thing came out of it, ladies and gentlemen. And if that is not the proof that what I'm telling you is true, I don't know what it is. You need to write your institution to higher learning and demand a refund for breach of contract.
Right. Good luck with that one.
For all the idiots we have in the world.
I've been seeing it on both sides. I mean, even here, the Republicans here in New Mexico attacking each other and this and that. I mean, it's a mess up here. And, you know, poor Lucretia, she got attacked by the GOP committee the other day up there in Georgia. They're attacking her.
Why? Why?
She didn't say it, but she said a couple of the GOP members are attacking her now.
Why the hell are they attacking her? What the hell does she do?
Probably spoke the truth about it like we are.
Tough shit. That's the whole idea is to speak the truth. We got to get the right people in. Doesn't have to be a fucking Republican. It doesn't have to be a fucking Democrat. It needs to be somebody who actually stands for the people. Supports the people, who supports the Constitution. I'm tired of these political parties.
Our president,
that's not going to make a bit of fucking difference. We can vote twice every day of the week and four times on fucking Sunday. And you know what effect you're going to have in the deep state? Zero. Zilch. Nada. Absolutely none. Because they are not elected officials. They are inept bureaucrats that have been there for decades and think they run this fucking country. And anybody that gets in their way, they destroy. Elections will not fix this.
And Russell said it thousands and thousands of times. We need a hardcore deep reset.
We need a what?
A hardcore deep reset.
Shit, and that's what I think. Honestly, that's why I'm saying I think we are coming to a head. Honestly, there is going to be war. There's nothing anybody can do about it to stop it. There's going to be bloodshed. There's been bloodshed so far. It just hasn't gotten to the point of no return.
What's already happened, Carmelita? We've already got bloodshed.
Yeah, but we're not at the head of it. This is just the tail. We're not at the head.
Yeah, exactly.
We're at the tail of it. We will get to the head of it. I'm telling you right now, I see a lot of freaking angry people. It's like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. My cousin was driving down 95. She lives in Fort Lauderdale. She said some dude just got total road rage, like serious fucking road rage. She said out of nowhere, he went hitting everybody's vehicle. Mm-hmm. Literally hitting everybody's vehicle, okay? She said she'd never seen anything like it before in her life. Next thing you know, he goes up on the curb and hits some guy on a bicycle. Hits this man so hard, the guy goes 300 feet in the air, comes down on another moving vehicle. So she said she knew the guy was dead. She goes, she just wants to get the hell out of there. So then all of a sudden she tries to get to her house. They're starting to line up to block the fucking highway in Fort Lauderdale. And then she says she sees six black females jumping a white female girl. I'm like, what the hell, man?
I
said, look.
You tell me about that,
I told her. I said, Paula, I said, Jesus. I said, videotape that shit, man. I told her, I said, videotape that shit. I said, that's why I wear a body. I said, I wear a body camera. I said, I wear a body camera.
I wear my body camera everywhere.
And I push that button because it's set up for five websites live. Because if I'm going to die, they're going to see it live. Because I tell you, it's getting bad, guys.
That's why I don't go out as much. Unless I really have to, I'll go out, you know.
It's just, it's bad. It's so bad. It's to the point where I got bodies all over my floor right now. It's, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be really, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think I'm just over, shall we say, zealous, Russell? Because I really think it's coming to where there's going to be, the militias, everybody's standing up.
Yeah, yeah, and you're 100% correct. I mean, there have been shots fired from both sides now. The violence is increasing. These Democrat governors and these Democrat big city mayors are telling their police force to stand down. They're letting these people run wild with no thought of being arrested or anything else. They are attacking white people. /Christians, / conservatives have become the Jews of this socialist revolution. And it is, I'm going to tell you right now, the rate that this thing is fixing to take off and accelerate at is just absolutely going to shock people. And you were 100% right earlier, Carmelita, when you said that we are in the domestic conflict. We graduate.
We are.
This is no longer a low intensity conflict. We just graduate. This is a full blown domestic conflict we have on our hands.
That's what it is. And I told everyone, homegrown terrorists. We literally, and the sad part is, I mean, I'm sorry to say this, but we actually we played somewhat of a part in it because Obama, he said he was going to change everything, okay? And guess what? Once that education system got changed up and everything, you look what the hell we got. We got homegrown terrorists. We got these little anarchists, these little fuckers out there doing their little witchcraft bullshit, and that's what I call it, witchcraft bullshit, okay, because a lot of them dabble in that dumb shit. But, I mean, these kids, and they're kids, okay? They're kids. If you point a gun at them, holy shit, some of them will shit their pants and go running. But if you they have a brick in their hand and everything and all this other stuff, and I've seen, trust me, guys, I have seen it here in Maryland. You know, everybody thinks they're Barney badasses.
You point a gun at them to defend yourself. Oh my God, those are peaceful protesters. How could you do that?
If I got a body camera on, I'm gonna wait for them motherfuckers to threaten my life. And once you threaten my life, like I said, the way I set this, I went and got this Hero 7. Okay, this Hero 7 goes to 5 websites live. You can set it up. Once you push that side button and you push record, it's going straight to those websites. YouTube, they suck a dick. Okay, I don't trust YouTube as far as I can throw them. So I have an account now with BitChute, BitChute, and that has a lot of videos on it because they're not being censored. YouTube has a lot of lawsuits against them right now because of all the censoring, and so does Twitter. But Twitter's losing, and I've been watching this. They're losing a lot in stocks. Also, Facebook.
Yeah, so it's Facebook.
Facebook's losing a lot in stocks as well because Facebook has been censoring so many people. So that's why I said, you know, and, I mean, Russell can understand where I'm coming from because, you know, you're a retired veteran. I see what's happening. I see the fact that we're definitely in a revolution. It hasn't hit the head. We're at the tail, okay? In the coming months, and I mean in the coming months, we are going to see more shit than people are going. Let me tell you what, it's going to be jaw-dropping. But this is what people fail to realize. I understand that people are sitting back and they're saying, well, you can't be pointing your gun at a peaceful protester, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? People aren't going to be pointing guns. People are going to be pulling triggers. That's what it's going to come down to. And even though we know we have the deep state, and correct me if I'm wrong, Russell, even though we have this deep bureaucracy and this, you know, deep state with the cabal and all that stuff and the pedophilia and everything, okay, the fact remains they can't and they don't have the resources. They don't have the resources to be able to put all these law-abiding citizens in jail. They just don't. Because when you take and you corner a majority, the silent majority, if you corner them, you've already shut their businesses down. They're pulling liquor licenses from those who don't want to shut their bars down now this second round. They're doing this, and that to them. It's like taking and cornering a rat, okay? If you corner a rat, what's it going to do? It's going to attack.
Right. Yep.
It's going to attack.
Well, that's why,
that's
why they're trying to kill us off by wearing these masks permanently. That's the other thing.
It keeps them from being identified. But if you notice, they are identifying them. And that, again, correct me if I'm wrong, Russell, but it proves that there is facial recognition out there. There is, because they're able to do a partial facial recognition on these individuals with the mask on. I say take the mask. Well, one, if you have a concealed weapons permit, you can't wear a mask. Because if you wear a mask and you have a concealed weapons permit, guess what? That's a felony. So that's another thing they're pushing. Let's think above this. You have a lot of individuals out there with concealed weapons permit, right?
Yeah.
If they make it mandatory to wear a mask, do you really think they're going to change the law for those concealed weapon permit people? Do you?
Nope.
Do you really think they're going to change the law for them? They're going to say you're going to have to rescind. You're going to have to just rescind your concealed weapons permit because we made wearing the mask mandatory. You know what those people are going to do? They're going to say, fuck you. You're not taking my second. They're going to do everything they can to take this Second Amendment right from people. They're going to try. And that is the one thing I'm telling you. I understand, like Virgil said, you know, there's people that have homes and mortgages and they have house payments, car payments, all that. I got it. But I'm telling you what, there is a shitload of people out there right now that have lost so much. They're like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to stand. I'm going to fight for the very freedoms and liberties that I fought before, you know, before all this shit here. Because, I mean, you know, I find it kind of ironic how we were sent to different countries to battle, and we don't want to stand up and fight for our own country? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, Carmelita, to make your point that you were talking about earlier, how many countries have you, me, your husband, anybody who did any length of time in the service, how many countries have we watched this very thing happen in over the decades?
Oh, God. Several.
Exactly. So we know what it looks like, right? And ladies and gentlemen, we are there, all right? And we're not trying to be fear-mongers, please, all right? Don't do that. But know and understand that the time is coming. And the PD's not going to save you. And let me tell you, if President Trump did insert the Insurrection Act and put troops on the ground in America, when it gets to that point, they won't even be able to control the major cities, all right? You're going to be on your own. Finally, it's to the point where I can't, Carmelita can't, her husband can't, no one can protect your liberty except yourself. You're going to have to finally stand up and carry the weight of freedom on your shoulders. It can't be put off. I can't do it for you. Nobody here can do it for you. You're going to have to stand up and fight to protect you, yours, the things you love, and this country, or it's gone down the tubes. And that's all there is to it. And I'm not lying. I'm not trying to be a fear monger.
No, you're being honest about it. You're being honest.
Is happening.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
And we've been saying this. We said this for months, Russell. We said the same thing. Now this is playing out, and here we are.
Well, Russell, people are dropping out of the military. They're dropping out of the army like flies. I'm not going to lie to you. People are dropping their packets like flies. I mean, retention NCOs can't even keep the soldiers in. They're like, nope, I'm ETSing. Nope, I'm ETSing. Don't you run over and enlist? Nope, I'm ETSing. Another sergeant, I can tell you right now, he's been waiting on orders, right? 4 months now. 4 months he was supposed to be put in a position down there in San Antonio, NSA, right? Guess what? Hasn't gotten those orders. Did another RFO. Still nothing. He said, screw it. He's going to retention. He's telling them to backdate him 4 months. He's putting in for ETS. He's done. I'm telling you, they're dropping out like flies because they're seeing what the hell's going on. The true patriots that are serving in the military are seeing what the hell's going on. They're like, you know what? I'm going to go back home and fight for my state because I sure as hell I'm not going to fight against the American people. Now, if it came down to it, do I think some of the soldiers would stand up against us? Yes. But do I think we have a lot of patriots in this world that could that outnumber the military? Yes, I do believe that. I don't want to see it get to that point, but I'm telling you, the patriots of this country outnumber our own military. We could even take down the UN if it came down to it. Just 2 weeks into June, the sales and gun sales alone, and I'm not kidding,
guys,
1.7 million.
Yep.
Okay, 1.7 million, and that's not even a total number.
I've been looking online because I've been wanting to get me, you know, buy me a gun. They're sold out online. They can't keep up with it.
Chris, who owns the gun place in North Carolina, know what he said? He said the manufacturer called me. They can't make them fast enough to keep up with the demand.
Yep.
So that and people left and right. I mean, and people on both sides, guys, both sides. I don't, like I said, again, I don't give a shit what your political party is. And I just had this conversation with somebody else. He told, just some guy asked me where I stood. I said, I stand with the man who stands with the country. I said, I don't give a shit if you're a constitutionalist. I don't care if, you know, if you're a Republican, you're a Democrat. I don't give a flying fuck what you claim yourself to be. But if you're not for the American people and for the country, then I'm not for you. I said, I just not. And, you know, he says, well, I'm an independent. I said, okay, good for you. I said, and, you know, like I said, I'm not going to identify with what party you want me to identify with. I care about my country. So I will stand for that. And that's what
we got
to.
Bring the caller. Bring the caller. Hey, caller, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Joseph, I'm doing fine.
Hey, this is
Johnny. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. Just burning it up down here in Atlanta.
How's your wife doing? Is she doing okay? Or
she's still in the hospital. She may get out tomorrow or on Wednesday. She's having
That's good
trouble.
To hear.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so Matt, what do you think about what we've been talking about? I mean, where you're at, do you think?
I just been listening to parts of it, just. My phone kept cutting out. That's why I went and called in.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, we're getting ready to close the show here in just a few minutes because it's that time. Time is running up. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're there, Russell. I mean, we said it 100 times. We're there at that the point of no return. And, you know, and it's not even November yet. As we get closer, it's going to get way worse.
Yeah. Well, you know, we said that, you know, we told everyone what was going on forever. It's happening, but we have some very good patriots out there. People are coming together. You would not believe the way my stuff is blowing up. People are wanting to know what I do, how do I organize, da-da-da like this, dude. I mean, it's just been absolutely crazy. Carmelita is old school too, so she'll know what I'm talking about. But any of us that were soft, SOP, we always taught that we had standing secondary orders that had the same expiration date that our oath did. They did not expire. All right.
Exactly.
In a national crisis, we ought to fall back and train the American people to resist and to fight. Am I wrong, Carmelita?
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's the whole point of us having the SOP. I mean, it's just people, I do believe people are waking up. They're seeing that. They're seeing everything that's going on in front of them right now. They're looking and they're like, wow. Because you know what? It's the same people that were sitting back going, oh, that'll never happen. Yeah, you guys are all, you guys are conspiracy theorists. That's exactly what they called us. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm sure there's many out there that called us that. But the fact remains, guess what? Everything that we have talked about, Russell, in the past year, think it's all happening. All of it's happening.
Yeah.
And those doubters out there are now awake going, holy shit, and they're like, I don't think, they're like, well, I got to fight. And then the individuals out there that are standing up for their rights, they're being persecuted, just like you said. But I'm telling you, we need to stand as a majority. We need to stand in unity, this one here, one there kind of thing. But I'm telling you, they're waiting for the right moment, and that moment is coming. That moment is coming. For what I'm seeing, good Lord, it's coming, it's coming.
It's coming quickly. Now, since we're fixing to close the show, I do want to add a little bright spot to all of this, man. And I've got to say, for those of you who aren't there yet, I am absolutely loving Parler. All right.
I love it.
Yes, I love it too.
Yes, it is, man. And apparently my fucking warm and fuzzy personality is showing through there. I've been on Parler for 5 days as of today. 275 followers, and they absolutely cannot get enough of the truth. Huh?
Well, you got to find me on there, Russell. You got to find me. I'm on there because William told me to go there.
Yeah, I found you. I'm following you, Carmelita. So click on my
and I'm following you.
Carmelita, I tagged you in a post. I said, hey.
I didn't get it.
Parler. Hey, Parler. How about giving my patron sister a big welcome at Carmelita?
He's under Texas Recon. Right. He's under Texas Recon.
Oh, that's you? Okay. I got you. I got you, babe. I got you. I got you.
Now we got to try to get Boogerill on there.
There's somebody named Gunny following me, too. I got a Gunny following. I don't know, dude. I've only been on there, 2 days,
dude,
William?
It's Gunny at G-U-N-N-E-Y. He's following me, too, and stuff like that. But, anyway, I love it, man, and
I've been there 3 days. I got 55 or whatever. I got like shitload followers. I'm like, what the hell?
I've been on her 4 days, and I got my badge. So I'm not.
Oh, I got my badge too.
So we're all verified. So the tribe just joined. He joined up about 2 days ago, 2-3 days ago. He signed up on there. So everybody's signing up on there. And everything. But even the Christian, she signed up after I told her, I said, sign up on Parler, you'll get a lot more new followers. So she signed up and everything. So everybody's fleeing, man.
I'm telling you, hey, what do you guys think about Flynn? Russell, what do you think about the Flynn thing? I want to get your thought on that before we...
That's gone beyond chubby. We're talking full-blown wood here. Especially when he came out today, I think it was today, maybe it was yesterday, with the post, and I'm telling you, he's America's general, and he is absolutely calling us to arms. He green-lighted us. He just got through coming out and posting at Parler that 2% of America is trying to run over 98% of America with the help of Washington, D.C. and stuff.
Yep.
It is time to fight or lose our country.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I don't have a pecker, but I had one hell of a heart on when I was reading his stuff. I was like, man. I said, I love this guy. I'd stand behind him. Now, him, I'd take a bullet for. I shit you not.
Yes.
I'd take a bullet for General Flynn.
And let's not forget, that General Flynn was there through all the Obama years. He ran the DIA from 2012 to 2014. They wanted him gone because you know why?
He has all the dirt on him. He has all the dirt.
He knows where all the bodies are hidden.
Yep.
He is an absolute danger to them. And the
smartest
thing that President Trump could do would be to bring him back into his administration.
Shit, put him on the Supreme Court.
That's what's going to happen. Maybe I think that's what's going to happen, too, because look at all this shit that's going on right now. They're throwing it all out there at us at one time. They're panicking. I mean, we're seeing it. That's why we got Black Lives Matter. Instead of all them attacking us right now, keeping all this shit going until the election. Then guess what? COVID-19 is going to magically disappear after the election. I guarantee it.
No, they're in. Yeah, that's, all right, don't get me started. I ain't going there. Nope.
Nope.
I'm going to try to be nice. I'm trying to be a young lady. I've made a promise that I would not drop the F-bomb as frequently as I do. Because my grandson said I owe him a quarter every time I do. He's going to be a wealthy young man. He's only 3. So, I mean, yeah, he said that to me yesterday. It was really funny. I said, oh, my God. He goes, you owe me a quarter. He's 3 years old. I said, what? What did I do? He said, I believe you said God's name in vain. I said, no, I didn't. He said, you said, oh, my God. And I was like, but I didn't say God's name in vain. He says, it was the way you said it. You owe me a quarter, Mimi. I was like, well, you owe me
Mark
a quarter. And I told him, I said, well, you owe me a quarter. I said, you said dummy. I said, so guess what? My quarter, you know, we're even. And he goes, looks at me and he says, I'll get you later. I was like, whoa. That's great. It's a little blackmailer. He's something. But it was, I'll tell you, I look at my grandchildren, and that's the thing that gets me, guys. You know, I want them to have a future. And
the same with my granddaughter. I want her to have a future. Got a grandbaby on the way now, too, you know. So it's like, you know, where's their future going like that?
Yeah.
I know. It's sad, dude, because I would hate to have to pull my gun on my own grandson if he comes out to be a little libtard. You know, like to have a grandson, all of a sudden he says, I'm in the Antifa, Mimi. Oh, hell no, baby, you dead. That's it. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hit you with this rubber bullet.
Let me say one thing here before I have to blast off, ladies and gentlemen. And the truth of the matter is, we didn't ask for this. We didn't volunteer for this. Most of us had more then done our time for this country, but we find ourselves right back in this spot, along with everybody listening to this radio show, the person to your right, the person to your left, everybody around you, okay? History, fate, whatever you want to call it, has dropped this in our lap, okay?
Yep.
Whether we want it or not, here it is. And there's only 2 things that are going to come out of this, ladies and gentlemen. We will either be remembered in awe in the annals of history as the generation that saved America and freedom, or we will be despised throughout history as the generation that lost freedom. And that's what it is. That's all it is. And that's where we are. And I got to go. My dogs are having a fit. I got to go watch them. So good night, America. I love
you
guys. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
All right. Love you.
Good to have you on, girl. We'll talk to you soon.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we'll close the show. We'll be back on here tomorrow night. So, and all you listeners on Parler for the first time, thank you for joining in. We do have a chat room, too, so y'all can hop in and talk to me on there. I can talk to you and stuff or call in. So, anyway, good night, everybody, and happy birthday, Virgil. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Good night. Happy birthday, Virgil. I'm in Facebook jail. Sorry. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Well, Be on tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.